From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 29th at 8:55. We have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market report. But first, coming up at 9 a.m. on 1A, a dive into the MAHA movement and how it's evolving in relation to the Trump administration. And tomorrow on 1A at 9 a.m., University of Illinois ag policy expert Jonathan Kappas will be on to discuss the Farm Bill, and you're welcome to join the discussion. We encourage our listeners to email questions about the Farm Bill or MAHA to 1A@WAMU.org. Again, tomorrow, U of I's Jonathan Kappas will be joining the first hour of 1A. Today, an exploration into the Make America Healthy Again movement. And now, Brian Stark. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Good morning. We'll start the Chicago market with a firm tone this morning. First, looking at Chicago corn futures. May corn is currently up a penny at 466 and a quarter. July corn is up a penny and three quarters at 477 and a quarter. September corn up 2.5 cents at 483. December new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 498. And March 27 corn up 2 cents at 510 and three quarters. Looking at the Chicago soybean market, May soybeans are up 5.75 cents at 1178 and three quarters. July soybeans up 5.5 cents at 1194 and three quarters. September beans up 4.25 cents at 1166 and a quarter. And new crop November 26 bean futures up 4.25 cents at 1171 and a quarter. Finally, look at the Chicago wheat market. May wheat futures are up 8.5 cents at 657 and a half. July soybeans up 9.75 cents at 667 and a half. September wheat futures up 10 cents at 680 and three quarters. And December 26 wheat futures up 10.5 cents at 699 and a half. The market has recently been led by the wheat complex based on dryness in the plains over the past few weeks. The current 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts show some chances of rain minus Kansas, and the Kansas City wheat futures have been very explosive later, leading to Chicago wheat following in sympathy, which has had a positive effect on the corn market as well as soybeans. Meanwhile, crop progress continues to advance in the Midwest, with making good progress here week over week, with 25% of the nation corn planting completed this past Monday's report, and 23% on soybeans. As we proceed forward, basis in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana continues to firm while the farmer remains engaged with field work, with a nickel increase week over week on average for both commodities. Growers pay attention to strengthening basis here over the coming weeks for opportunities to move grain here post-planting. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 64 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 39 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 62 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 41 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 58 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.